No Labels courts Nikki Haley, someone we'd definitely be interested in. By Paul Bois on February 25, 2024. Joe Cunningham, National Director for the political organization No Labels, which advocates third party runs, has said that Republican Nikki Haley could definitely be a candidate that might interest them for a third party ticket this coming November. Speaking with Fox News on Sunday, Cunningham said that Nikki Haley is among the candidates they are considering at No Labels. "We're looking for great quality people, folks that have broad appeal to independents, Democrats, Republicans. And, yeah, I mean, Nikki Haley is somebody we'd definitely be interested in," Cunningham told Fox and Friends Sunday. Though No Labels has only secured ballot access in 16 states, Cunningham expressed hope they might be able to access all 50 states. "The truth is, we're talking to a lot of spectacular people right now, and we're not ready to unveil those folks just yet," he said. No Labels gained tremendous steam in 2023 as it looked increasingly likely that both Joe Biden and Donald Trump would be the respective Democrat and Republican nominees. The group hoped to gather disaffected voters who wanted neither candidate, believing they were either too old, too extreme, or too out of touch. "This has been a project to essentially give Americans another choice. If they're unhappy with the presumptive nominees, which, you know, it appears it's going to be Trump versus Biden right now, but we don't know," he said. Nikki Haley, she's remaining in the race. You can't count her out completely. And hats off to her for staying in it and for sticking with it, he added. A spokesperson for Haley's campaign later told The Hill that she has no interest in running third party. "Nikki has no interest in No Labels. She's perfectly happy with the Republican label," the spokesperson said in a statement. As Breitbart News reported, former President Donald Trump defeated Nikki Haley in the South Carolina primary by 20 points over the weekend despite it being her home state. Nikki has vowed to keep campaigning, though that pledge seems to only extend to Super Tuesday. On Sunday, Americans for Prosperity Action, a Koch-backed group, reportedly halted spending on the Nikki Haley campaign following her loss. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.